Who doesn't love a good cup of coffee? Well, now you can have a great cup of coffee delivered right to your door. White Cane Coffee. White Cane Coffee offers small batch, fresh roasted, single origin premium coffee made from the finest premium coffee beans. Enjoy your favorite Colombian Supremo, Colombian Supremo Decaf, French Roast, High Octane, Donut Shop, and Breakfast Blend. White Cane Coffee hires and supports workers from the blind and autistic communities and donates a portion of the proceeds to various organizations for the blind. Order your White Cane Coffee today and don't forget to mention promo code RADIO to receive your special 10% discount. The best coffee is waiting for you at whitecanecoffee.com.
The Florida School for the Deaf and the Blind is a tuition-free state public school and outreach center available to eligible pre-K and K through 12 students who are deaf, hard of hearing, blind, visually impaired, or deafblind. At FSDB, students learn how to do more, be more, and achieve more, fulfilling our vision of preparing them for a lifetime of success. FSDB gratefully accepts private donations to support vital programs that directly benefit the students and are not paid by state general revenue funds. To learn more about eligibility for enrollment or arrange for a campus tour, contact FSDB Parent Services at 904-827-2212 voice or call 904-201-4527 video phone. For more information, visit www.fsdb.k12.fl.us.
Hey, you're listening to Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Get your ears open and get her done.
Some of the toughest training in the military is actually enjoyed by some pretty tough American veterans who have lost their sight. Members of the Blinded Veterans Association, or BVA. They spend a long weekend of rigorous U.S. Army Mountain Ranger training at Camp Frank D. Merrill Military Base in Georgia. Activities include hiking up a rock-strewn trail, climbing cliffs, rappelling on a synthetic rock wall, shooting live fire from shotguns, assault rifles, and pistols, and competitive foot races. In addition, the veterans are treated to a barbecue, a fish fry, and a critter cookout. The veteran trainees are all legally blind and from several eras of service. BVA is the only veteran service organization exclusively dedicated to serving blinded veterans and their families. Its Operation Peer Support Initiative, which arranges the trip, helps newly blinded veterans look ahead to the possibilities and opportunities their lives still present through social activities, counseling, and educational forums on benefits and rehabilitation. Learn more at bva.org.
Industries of the Blind, located in Greensboro, North Carolina, is proud of its mission to provide employment to people who are blind or visually impaired. Offering opportunity to achieve greater independence, Industries of the Blind is currently hiring blind people for careers in the manufacturing industry. Training provided. Great benefits package for full-time associates. Medical, dental, vision insurance, company-sponsored 401k plan. Paid vacation and holidays, supplemental life insurance, and college tuition reimbursement. Relocation packages for newly hired blind associates up to $2,500. All pay is above minimum wage. For more information, call Laverne Goodridge or Susan Williams at 336-544-3726 or email to lgoodridge@iob-gso.com. Visit industriesoftheblind.com.
Dude, let me tell you about my most bodacious time at summer camp this year.
Wait, I thought you were blind.
Totally.
Me too. #BFF.
Dude, we got to do go-karts and I got to drive one.
What?
Oh, and at the end of the week, there was like a talent show and I got to do some impressions. Check it out. Who am I? Who am I? I'm not a crook.
#maybejustfriendsfornow.
#camperforlife. National Camps for the Blind is a program that offers free camping opportunities around the United States for children and adults who are legally blind. Some activities include archery, swimming, horseback riding, crafts, water skiing, and rappelling. To find out more, visit www.blindcamps.org.
Or call 888-213-0003.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from Orlando, Florida. things that's held us down. But now it looks like things are finally coming around.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the second hour of the Blind and Beyond radio show. We say we're the bridge between the sighted community and the blind community. Hope you call in. My phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. Let me repeat that nice and slow. 407-894-1680. And maybe if you can, maybe you can give a pledge. We certainly appreciate it. We've got seven more weeks. And everybody who gives this week and next week, besides everything else, you'll get some free coffee for calling in and pledging the next couple of weeks. After that, we're not going to give free coffee out to people who call in. So we have a $50 and we have a $100. We have two different ones. We have raffles, $50 raffle and $100 raffle. The $100 raffle gets you a free cruise going, the odds are, to the Bahamas for 4 days. For two people, totally paid. Everything's paid on it. The cabin for two. That includes the food and even includes the bathroom and everything else. Absolutely. You can have all the food you can. And what else can I say what you do on a ship? It's up to you. And the $50 one, you get a free $75, listen to this one, gift card from Maxi-Aids, the great catalog house, and $20 gift card from Olive Garden and some more coffee. Absolutely. So, one out of three gets those prizes. The 100, it's one out of 15. So, call in. Please give. Help the radio show grow. We need your help, please. Going back.
I think we have a caller, Mike.
We have a caller? What?
A quick shout
what do you
out.
Want to say? Yeah, shout out to who?
Our co-host, David. Do everybody know David?
Yep, we have a note.
His wife, Brenda. Everybody knows Brenda?
Yep.
Brenda's birthday is tomorrow.
Oh, happy birthday, Brenda.
Happy birthday, Brenda.
Happy birthday, Brenda.
Happy birthday.
You have a great day.
Listen, we have a caller on the line calling in from somewhere that we're going to trivia. What?
Yeah, we have a caller calling in from Louisville.
Louisville, Kentucky.
Kentucky, Louisville, the Slugger State.
Yes. Who's on the line?
Debbie.
Debbie. Debbie, you there? Debbie from Louisville.
Yes, I am.
How are you, Debbie?
Oh, it is her. It is Debbie. How are you?
You recognize the voice that fast.
Oh, yeah, I know, Debbie. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing well. You all? Sounds like y'all are having a blast.
Yeah.
We're trying.
So who would you like to talk to?
Well, I have a question for Sam.
Okay. Sam, the man, yeah.
And,
hi, Debbie.
Hi. I think you all had said no before, but is there any way that eventually the second generation, the one that has the Wi-Fi capability, we'll have Bluetooth? I know the Trek does, but
no.
I was hoping that...
No, the Victor Reader Trek has it, but the Stream second generation does not and will not. So it's a whole hardware change, right? So
yeah,
I can't tell you what's coming up in the future.
That Trek sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
I'm hoping maybe you all will come up with something that will have Bluetooth capability.
Yeah, Bluetooth is popular. I use it a lot for listening to my, you know, my Bose speaker, my battery speaker, music, and, you know, the books. The sound is much better through a Bluetooth speaker or headsets, for example. So definitely Bluetooth is worth it.
Right, okay.
Well, thank you for calling in, Ben.
Thank you, Debbie, for listening.
Thanks, Debbie.
I'm sorry, Debbie.
Where can you get that white cane coffee?
Ooh.
Where
online.
Can you get it?
Online at whitecanecoffee.com.
Oh, okay.
And don't forget to say radio 10% discount. You get a 10% discount when you say the 10% when you say radio.
Promo code.
Do you go on the computer, Debbie?
Just radio?
Yeah.
Just radio. Get 10%
I mean,
discount.
You have access to a computer.
Okay.
Okay, so it's whitecanecoffee.com.
It's delicious. It really is. It's all natural. It's organic. It's all made fresh. And when you taste it, you'll know it's the Rolls Royce of all coffees.
Sure,
the best.
Well, I'm not a coffee drinker, but my husband is.
Okay.
So we'll look it up.
I'll see you in a couple weeks.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye. We're going to trivia right now. Trivia time. Who is singing this song? 407-894-1680. Who is singing this song?
got to fly, I've simply got to. If someone takes a spill, it's me and not you. Don't bring around a cloud of terrain on my parade. Don't tell me not to live, just sit and putter. Life's candy and the sun is a ball of butter. Who told you you're allowed a terrain on my parade? I'm gonna march my band out, I'll beat my drum. And if I'm found out, your turn at bat, sir. Hey, at least I didn't fake it, the hat, sir. So what, I didn't make it, but whether I'm the Rose of Sheffield.
Okay, who is singing that song? Sheila, you think you know?
I have no idea.
You have no idea. 407-894.
I know who I thought it was.
1680. But... Now, he wasn't known. I'm going to give you some hints, folks, because you may not guess it. Number one, guy, once you say his name, is huge. Been in movies, television. Give you a few hints. But his hits, that was one of his big hits. If I say play some of his big hits, you'll guess it right away. So he probably had three or four number one hits that I can think of. So who is it? 407-894-1680. Who's singing it? Okay. Let's go back right now. We're waiting. Mr. Sam the Man.
Yeah.
Sam the Man. So tell me something, Sam the Man. Yeah. Are you originally from the U.S.?
No. I was born and raised in Montreal or near Montreal. Quebec,
Canada.
But
I didn't hear the A. But
because the Quebecers rarely say A or about, you know, like the East Coast French.
Well, I have friends in Canada, and they used to always say, what's doing, eh?
Yeah.
Montreal. He was from Montreal.
Yeah, a lot of people will say it, but, you know, it's more French where I'm from, so... If
bonjour.
You go to Newfoundland, bonjour.
Comment allez-vous?
Ça va très bien, vous?
That's all I got.
Well, I mean, you got it good.
Okay, well,
that's
I'm
awesome.
Good, Dean.
It's awesome. Yeah, so it's very French where I'm from. So my first language is French. English is my second.
So Gary's on the line, wants to speak to...
Gary. He's got 2 minutes.
Gary.
Yeah, we got
there?
Gary. Gary, you got 60 seconds.
60 seconds.
Okay, let him go. Gary, you there?
I'm here.
Okay, here's Sam the Man. Talk to Sam.
Hi, Gary.
Hey, Sam, I want to let you know I love a Victor Eater. It's my lifeline, especially when I go grocery shopping. I put all my notes down, and I sit down there for the whole week and just pull it up, turn it on, and make another note. I want this, I want ketchup, or I want that.
Yep, yep.
And at the end of the week, I go back and check them all out and put them in order.
Yeah, that's awesome. So tell me, do you use the press and release on your record button or the press and hold?
Yeah, I don't use the press and release because... When I'm going through as individuals, then I go and delete as I'm going along. So,
So I
got my own technique, but it is beautiful.
I can tell you, Gary, the simple technique.
And another thing
I
recommend is if you wind up being in a hostel, that's a lonely place to be. And if you've got books from the library on there, you're loaded up with books, you got plenty of entertainment because sometimes the television's in the hostels, there's nothing on.
Absolutely. And you can listen to Blind and Beyond on it.
I can listen to Blind of Yan, too. Exactly.
Okay, Gary, we got to go. We got some callers on the line. Thanks for calling in. Thanks for
Thanks, Gary.
Sam. All right, we have some calling in now from the trivia question. Real fast, who's on the line? Who's first?
All right, our first caller is Glenn from Orlando, and then we got Sherry from Orlando
as well. Okay, Glenn from Orlando. Glenn?
Hey, how are you doing?
All right, how you doing, Glenn?
I'm doing great.
So, are you a first-time caller, Glenn?
No, I've called the show before with my son.
Okay, so who do you think is on the air? Who thinks singing?
The song is sung by Bobby Darin.
You're 100% right. Bobby Darin. You're 100% right.
Congratulations.
Thank you. So you just won yourself a $10 gift card from Sonny's Barbecue. No place else to go. When you want barbecue, you got to go to Sonny's Barbecue. Fantastic food. So give your name and everything over to Charlotte.
All right, thank you.
And you'll get your $10 gift card.
Thanks for listening.
My pleasure.
Thank you. Chris, real fast, play that song that he was known for originally. You got it?
Put my dancing shoes on. Hey, I was a rolling and a stone.
Bish Flash, right? That song. Number one song. Bish Flash, Bobby Darin. That's where you got it.
Yeah.
Oh, also Mac the Knife. We got no Queen of the Hop. Beyond the Sea. Those are his big hits. Dream Lover. Okay, we have any other calls online right now?
No, we're going to break.
That's it. We're going to break. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Dude, let me tell you about my most bodacious time at summer camp this year.
Wait, I thought you were blind.
Totally.
Me too. Hashtag BFF.
Dude, we got to do go-karts, and I got to drive one.
What?
Oh, and at the end of the week, there was, like, a talent show, and I got to do some impressions. Check it out. Who am I? Who am I? Oh, I'm not a crook.
Hashtag maybe just friends for now.
Hashtag camper for life. National Camps for the Blind is a program that offers free camping opportunities around the United States for children and adults who are legally blind. Some activities include archery, swimming, horseback riding, crafts, water skiing, and rappelling. To find out more, visit www.blindcamps.org.
Or call 888-213-0003.
Who doesn't love a good cup of coffee? Well, now you can have a great cup of coffee delivered right to your door. White Cane Coffee. White Cane Coffee offers small batch, fresh roasted, single origin premium coffee made from the finest premium coffee beans. Enjoy your favorite Colombian Supremo, Colombian Supremo Decaf, French Roast, High Octane, Donut Shop, and Breakfast Blend. White Cane Coffee hires and supports workers from the blind and autistic communities and donates a portion of the proceeds to various organizations for the blind. Order your White Cane Coffee today and don't forget to mention promo code RADIO to receive your special 10% discount. The best coffee is waiting for you at whitecanecoffee.com.
Have you ever listened to the world's bestseller, the book that's been translated into more languages and impacted more lives than any other? I'm talking about the Bible. When was the last time you listened to God's holy word? Megavoice, maker of the world's first accessible solar-powered audio Bible, is also the maker of the world's only bilingual audio Bible with cross-navigation in thousands of language combinations. Megavoice is small, lightweight, and rugged. You can contact us at Megavoice at info@megavoice.com or by calling us at the 1-800 number, 1-800-219-1758. Again, that's 1-800-219-1758. Isn't it time that you read the world's bestseller?
The Florida School for the Deaf and the Blind is a tuition-free state public school and outreach center available to eligible pre-K and K-12 students who are deaf, hard of hearing, blind, visually impaired, or deafblind. At FSDB, students learn how to do more, be more, and achieve more, fulfilling our vision of preparing them for a lifetime of success. FSDB gratefully accepts private donations to support vital programs that directly benefit the students and are not paid by state general revenue funds. To learn more about eligibility for enrollment or arrange for a campus tour, contact FSDB Parent Services at 904-827-2212 voice or call 904-201-4527 video phone. For more information, visit www.fsdb.k12.fl.us.
The National Church Conference of the Blind will hold its annual church conference at the Holiday Inn Cincinnati Airport Hotel in Erlanger, Kentucky. Please join us August 10th through the 16th. You will participate in Bible teaching, workshops, tours, talent time, wonderful fellowship, and more using Braille and large print documents and hymnals. The National Church Conference for the Blind's theme this year is Why the Kingdom is the Only Way, from Ephesians 1, 2 through 14. Sunday morning worship service will be given by Dr. Enoch Williams. Spiritual messages will be presented by keynote speaker Pastor Dave Andres, Dr. Martha Moser, and Reverend Paul Weingartner. Bible teacher this year is Pastor J. Wesley Sebring. Hotel complimentary shuttle will pick you up at the airport and to and from off-site restaurants within a 5-mile radius of the hotel. Call Holiday Inn Cincinnati Airport Hotel, Erlanger, Kentucky, to make your reservations today. 859-746-5608. Only $89 per night, including continental breakfast. Join us August the 10th through the 16th. For more information, visit thenccb.com.
Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Oh, by the way, the phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. If you want to look us up on our web, it's blindandbeyondradioshow.org. That's blindandbeyondradioshow.org. If you want to look us up and check out, if you miss any part of this show or any show you missed, we archive all the shows, so you can check us out, blindandbeyondradioshow.org. And if you want to write to me, got anything to say, especially of good things, write to Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Right now, Lynn, you're up.
Okay, well, we'd like to welcome our guest, Joe Elizabeth Pinto, to the show. And Joe is an author, and she wrote a book called The Bright Side of Darkness.
Hey, I'm sorry, I'm having an issue hearing you come out over the airwaves. Yes, ma'am. I think there might be something going on with that microphone.
Well, then let Sheila introduce her.
Sheila, if you don't mind, Joey.
I'll give her my mic. Here.
That'll work, too.
Oh, okay. Sorry, folks out there. We had a mic problem. Chris said that you couldn't hear me. So I'd like to welcome our guest, Joe Elizabeth Pinto. And Joe is calling in from Colorado, and she's an author. She wrote the book, The Bright Side of Darkness, and she'd like to tell us a little bit about herself. Welcome, Joe.
Hi.
Nice to have you on the air.
Yes. It's earlier here in Colorado.
Yes, it is. So meet Michael and Sheila and Sam.
Hi, Joe. How are you?
Hi. I listened to a few of your shows on the archive.
Good. Yay.
So what'd you think? You like the show?
Oh, I did. You all like to laugh.
Okay.
And we cry. We do it all. So tell us how you got interested in writing books.
Well, I've known that I wanted to write books ever since I figured out that words could be written down. I remember my dad reading aloud to me from a book about Osceola, the Florida Indian chief of the Seminoles.
Oh, wow.
And when he got finished, I was just little, not in school yet, and I felt really sad. And I said, oh, it's all gone. And he said, no, it's not gone. It was a print book. And he said, we could start over at the beginning and read it again. And I figured out that books were for keeps, and I thought, I want to do that.
Aww.
And so I knew I wanted to write from then. And I could. I had a Perkins Brailler given to me by the Lions Club when I was 8 years old. And after that, I was always writing something.
So you've been blind your whole life?
Yes.
And what is your eye condition?
It's retinopathy of prematurity.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. So it was the incubator and
mm-hmm.
all that.
Mm-hmm. And you have always been in Colorado? You've never lived in Florida,
right?
Well,
I was born in Chicago, but I don't really claim that because my parents were from Colorado and they got homesick and moved back before I'm old enough to remember being anywhere else.
Joe,
so I'm from here.
Can you hear me now?
Can you hear me now?
No. Okay. That's okay. That's all right.
So tell us what gave you the idea for this particular book.
Well, this particular book started out as a short story for a high school English class, and this group of teenagers popped into my head, and they were raggedy and smart-mouthed and alive, and they came into my mind, and I started writing about them, and then I couldn't get them out of my head, and I got an A on the assignment and put the story away, and then a couple years later, I needed to learn how to use a word processor, and this was in the 90s, you know, 5-inch floppy disks and no internet. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so I dragged out that story, and it was really amateur at the time. It needed a lot of work, but I typed it into the computer so that I could learn to move text around and add and delete and paste and copy and all that. And as I worked on it, it got better. And I showed it to my then husband at the time and printed it out, and he said, "You can't leave those kids like that." What happens next? So I added and picked it up and put it down over several years and worked on it, and it grew into a novel. And then when my mom died suddenly of cancer 5 years ago, I thought, you know, I better do something with this because we don't know how long we're going to be on this planet. So I had tried to shop it around with some publishers, and they all liked it. I got a lot of compliments on it, but they didn't know what kind of a book it was. Was it young adult or adult, and was it inspirational, or was it urban fiction, or was it coming of age, or it didn't fit into one of their little boxes.
Mm-hmm.
So
did we lose her?
Yep.
We lost her.
Oh, no. Joe, call back.
Are we on the air?
Yeah, we on the air. We just lost Joe.
All right. Well,
okay.
So,
why don't you tell your story while we're waiting to hear back from Joe?
Yeah. Sheila's going to tell her story while we get the phone call back. Sheila, go ahead and tell us your story.
Okay.
I'm translating.
This is a great story about my Victor Reader Stream second generation that I have had for a couple of years. The last day of school for the regular school year, I threw my Victor Reader in a bag with a bunch of shirts that I had to take home to wash because I did that. And I dumped the bag in the washing machine, forgetting that the Victor Reader was in the bag.
Oh, yep.
And I got up, took the shirts out to put them in the dryer.
Really?
And in the bottom of the washer was my Victor Reader in the case that I have with 5 SD cards in the pocket. So I stood there and said some pretty ugly words.
Not you.
Oh, yeah.
Not you.
I opened it up because Sheila, being the Navy wife testing, I was testing. An M, took the battery off.
Yes, good idea.
Opened it up, laid it out on the table to dry, and cried. Went to the computer, sent an email, said, "I need a new Victor." So I had a new Victor shipped to me the next day. So the next morning I got up and I said, well, maybe it's not lost, but I'm sure it is. So I went in and I put the battery back in, turned it on. It was garbled and it sounded horrible. I said, well, I'll put it on charge and I'll let it sit here all day. So I came home, took it off the charge, turned it on. It went beep. I said, oh my gosh. The SD card was working, the speaker wow. sounded fine, and the stream worked.
Hallelujah.
So I now have 2.
And the stream was clean.
You're funny.
Listen.
Shiny.
That's amazing, because every SD card I done washed in a washing machine just messed up my whole life. All my video gone.
Nope. Yeah.
Listen, we got our friend Joe back on the
oh,
phone
good.
Line.
Okay.
Joe Elizabeth.
All right. Joe, are you
Hi.
Back?
That's that Colorado connection.
You're right.
Well, we're
well,
glad
something
you're
happened
back.
Between Colorado and Florida. I don't
right.
know what happened.
Well, we got 5 minutes, Joe, so tell us a oh. little more.
So anyway, so finish your story about how your book evolved.
Well, I don't remember where I was, but anyway, somehow I took some of the experiences I had with my first husband working with kids who had a rough time. And none of the kids are in the book. It's all fiction, but, you know, you write what you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so it just sort of all worked out, and it all spun itself into a novel about mentoring, about how we all can make a difference in the world, and how we all really have a responsibility to either make a difference in the world or not complain about the way the world is.
Mm-hmm. And tell people how they can access your book, The Bright Side
of
Darkness.
Well, it's online on Amazon. It's on audible.com as an audio. It's also on Amazon as a paperback or a Kindle. And it's on Bookshare.
What are the chances of you getting it with the NLS system on
Bard? I'm working on that. It's mm-hmm. not as easy as you might think it would
be. No, it's not. It's very difficult. I know that I just got one done for a Florida author through our Daytona talking book library. So
it's in the works. I don't know when that will happen, but I'm trying.
Well, thank you, Joe, for calling in and sharing that with us. And
good luck.
Good luck.
And it's under J.E. Pinto, so don't look under Joe Elizabeth. It's under J.E. Pinto on Audible and Amazon and Bookshare.
Okay. J.E. Pinto.
Okay.
Got it.
Well, thank you.
Well, thank you for calling
and keep
in.
On listening to the show,
keep
okay?
On to the show.
I will.
Oh, good.
We'll I talk like to the you page again on Facebook. Oh, I'm also on Facebook on author J.E. Pinto and on Amazon.
J. Pinto.
J.E. Mm-hmm.
J.E. Pinto.
Uh-huh.
J.E. Pinto.
J.E. Pinto.
Okay. And Joe, thank you. If you'd like to keep track of us, Joe, our Facebook page is Blind and Beyond Radio Show, and the website, as you know, because you wrote through it. But every
yes,
Thursday
I have
night.
Liked it. I'm following it on Facebook.
Good.
I've
every Thursday night,
listening.
We post the upcoming show highlights and also on our upcoming show highlight page on our website. So thank you again for joining us, and we look forward to talking to you again soon.
Well, thank you.
Okie dokie. Have a
and
good night.
And don't forget
thank
to get
you.
White cane coffee.
Yeah.
Take care.
Bye,
thank
Joe.
Thank you, Joe.
All right.
So
we've got
Sheila,
3 minutes to break, Michael.
Sheila.
Yes, sir.
Tell us about what's going on.
The convention.
In Rochester
she's
to New York.
Us
to New York.
Again.
Rochester.
I'm
always,
leaving.
She's always
on
leaving
a jet
us.
Plane.
Yeah, leaving on a jet
that was
plane.
A good song. Good
song. Yes, I go to Rochester on July 5th. Go up for the National Convention for the American Council of the Blind. Being president of the Florida Council of the Blind, I go up and represent the state with several other members. And like I've said before, the elections are this year, so president is up for bids, vice president, treasurer, secretary. And our Dan Spoon from Orlando, Florida, will be running for the American Council of the Blind President.
There
so
you go.
I will be there to support him. And it's going to be a big change in officers, but I think it's going to be a good change. I think we've got some great candidates. So I'm going to the Erie Canal Tour.
Wow.
Going to Susan B. Anthony Tour and the George Eastman Kodak home tour.
So let's say
so.
Good luck to Dan Spoon running for president.
Yep. So I'm looking forward to it. Of course, the weather is going to be totally different for me because the high is 78.
Wow. Lucky you.
Quite a change.
No humidity.
No humidity. Right.
Exactly.
78. Boy, 78 sounds great right about now.
Oh, I know it. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Two things, folks. If you can, don't forget about our website as far as check out our website, and who knows, maybe you can even give a pledge. I certainly appreciate it. As far as the radio show goes, to help us grow. As I said, $100, you get a chance to get a nice free cruise line going over to the Bahamas. It might be Jamaica, too. I'm not sure, but I think it's going to be the Bahamas for 4 days. That's a cabin for two. The second $50 one would be a $75 gift card from Maxi Aids, $20 gift card from Olive Garden, and some more coffee. And everybody that gives over the next few weeks gets free coffee. You can count on it. Different flavors getting. So don't forget your white cane coffee, and don't forget to say radio to get your 10%
we're
discount.
We're going to go to break. And then
we're
going to
go to break.
We'll come back and talk more to Sam.
Yep, we come back, we'll talk more to Sam. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond.
World Services for the Blind now offers programs for young people who are blind or visually impaired, including the Essential Workplace Skills Series. The Essential Workplace Skills Series is intended for transitional age youth and young adults who are about to enter the workforce, as well as adults with little to no real work history. It is designed to build an essential foundation of skills needed to be successful in today's workplace. The Essential Workplace Skills Series addresses the soft skills that employers are seeking in their employees while taking their consumer through the process of finding and securing a job that they desire and are qualified for. Our goal at WSB is to provide our consumers with a customized employment program that will allow each of them to achieve their goal. To learn more about our youth programs or to begin the admissions process, visit us online at wsblind.org.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip smacking good food. And just to mention, we have all you can eat ribs for the best price in town. And you just can't beat that. And it's not only all you can eat ribs. They have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, french fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Why use MacuHealth for visual performance and macular degeneration?
In 2016, it was shown by level one evidence, that's the most robust scientific evidence that exists, that if you supplement with a formulation that contains lutein, zeaxanthin, and crucially, mesozeaxanthin, that formulation is commercially known as MacuHealth, that you will improve your vision even if you have normal healthy eyes and even if you think you already have maximum and optimal vision. So in other words, this is a game changer. The use of MacuHealth to improve vision in normal healthy people is the most important advance in eye science since the invention of spectacles.
Visit us at MacuHealth.com.
Ignoring your eye health can lead to bigger problems down the road. Dr. Craig Skolnick, fellowship trained and board certified corneal transplant and cataract surgeon for nearly two decades, offers comprehensive eye examinations, including evaluations for cataract, dry eyes, diabetes, glaucoma, and macular degeneration in a state-of-the-art facility with the most up-to-date technology. You'll feel comfortable, valued, and appreciated the minute you step inside Skolnick Eye Institute. Dr. Skolnick and staff are committed to providing superior care in a supportive environment. Call the Skolnick Eye Institute now, 561-296-2010. Located in Jupiter, 641 University Boulevard, just north of Palm Beach Garden. Visit SkolnickEye.com.
Dude, let me tell you about my most bodacious time at summer camp this year.
Wait, I thought you were blind.
Totally.
Me too. Hashtag BFF.
Dude, we got to do go-karts and I got to drive one. National Camps for the Blind is a program that offers free camping opportunities around the United States for children and adults who are legally blind. Some activities include archery, swimming, horseback riding, crafts, water skiing, and rappelling. To find out more, visit www.blindcamps.org.
Or call 888-213-0003.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Lights are hot. We're on the radio. This is live. We are live. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. And yes, we're here. The phone number to call in, which... it's up to you if you want to call in or not. 407-894-1680. Maybe you want to talk to Stan the man. Maybe you want to even want to make a pledge. Maybe you got something to say. Who knows? But we got a call right now, listening right now. What's your name? Debbie from St. Petersburg's on the line?
Yes, I'm back. And boy, you guys are really
and how
are
you doing,
tonight?
Debbie?
You guys are really rocking tonight. This is the third time I've tried to get in to talk to Sam.
Oh, no.
All right, you're on, girl.
You're on.
Hi, Sam.
Hi.
Between my husband and I, we might as well have a Victor Reader Stream Museum in this house.
Oh, really?
We both have the first generation. We both have a second generation, and I have the Trek. So between the two of us, we've got five of them in here.
Nice.
I have a question about the Trek. When it first was released, There was talk about having FM radio capability.
Yes.
Do you know if that's still in the works?
It is. It is. So the chip is already on the board, and they're working on the software. So it's not easy. There's a lot of regulations and stuff that they're working on, but I know the project is live and it's going forward. So, you know, the updates are free on the Victor Readers forever. We don't charge for upgrades.
Right.
Actually, there was one last week that was released for the stream, so a few bug fixes. So eventually you'll see an update come up, and then there'll be those new functionalities that will be added in.
Okay, that's great.
So what do you like the most about your Victor Readers? What's the best thing you
I like reading books on it, and I like listening to radio stations and podcasts.
Really? That's nice.
Yeah.
Awesome.
And I don't know if this is appropriate or not, but for the caller, I think it was Dave, who wanted to know about the Bluetooth on the second generation. There is a way to do that.
Yeah, with a dongle?
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've never tried that myself. I've heard some people have tried it. Have you tried it
yes,
yourself?
Yes. We've used that, and it works fine.
Yeah. Oh, good. That's a great tip. Great
so that's
idea.
A possibility.
Awesome.
Well,
thank you,
Betty, for calling in.
Thank you so much.
Debbie. I got Betty on my mind. Debbie and Betty.
Thank you, dear.
Thank you, guys, have a good night.
You too.
Keep on.
Grant, hi.
Who else?
All right.
Chris,
we got Tanya from Winna.
Was not lonely. No, I'm good.
Hey, Tanya.
Hello.
How you doing?
I'm doing awesome.
Good. What can we do for
you? Is that Sheila I hear?
Sheila Young.
Hey, this is Tanya, guys. How are y'all doing?
Doing good. How about you?
I'm doing amazing. Thank you very much for asking. I just wanted to call and tell you I had a whole lot of trouble getting the radio station tonight, but when I finally got it, I just had to keep listening. You guys are so wonderful at what you do, and your help to the community, and it's just phenomenal. And I just want you to know that I really respect each of you a great deal.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Tanya.
It means a lot to us.
You're very welcome. I even like Chris. Oh, what can I say?
I hear you. How you feeling?
Oh, Chris is there. I talked to that nice lady, so I didn't know Chris was even there.
Oh, he's here.
Charlotte.
Yeah, I'm back here on the back end.
Yeah, that's where you ought to be, is on the back end.
Well,
I'm so glad to get to Sheila. It's so wonderful to hear you laugh, and I love it, and I've missed it. And I hope to talk to you soon.
Yep,
and guys, y'all just continue your night and have a blessed night and be blessed for the week.
And I'll talk to you this week.
Thank you.
All right, girl. Y'all take care.
Bye-bye.
Anybody else, Chris? Charlotte?
I'm sorry. Say that one more time.
Anybody else on the line?
Hold.
No, that's it.
Okay, that's it. Okay. So, folks, don't forget about our webpage, blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Check us out. If you would like to make a pledge, you can go right to the page. It says, what's it say on that page?
It's just the donation button. Yeah.
Check us out. Give the donation button. And as I said, we need your help. If you can give, we certainly appreciate it. We'd like to grow bigger than we are. We'd like to do certain things. We need your help. It's a $50 pledge or a $100 pledge. And what we're doing is we're giving something back for you to give. So you got a shot, one out of three, and a $50. You got a $75 from Maxi AIDS gift card. You get a $20 from Olive Garden Restaurants. And you get some coffee. And the $100 one, it's talking about a free 4-day cruise for two people in a cabin. Who knows? Maybe you can win. Go on a cruise. You can take me, baby, you want to take me with? Who knows?
Listen, right. I have Maddie on the phone line who's been trying to get into tonight. Well, we didn't hit that hotline bling all night.
Okay, Maddie, you're on the line. Maddie from Orlando.
On the line. Thank God.
Oh. Thank God, Maddie. You're on the line, Maddie.
Okay. Sorry, Maddie.
How are you?
I'm feeling okay. I want to give a shout-out to everybody and tell them that I'm doing fine. I had 22 chemos, but they're going to stop the chemo and put me on another therapy called the long surf.
Okay.
Yeah. And so I'm doing okay. I'm feeling pretty good.
You sound good.
I wanted to ask Sam a question.
Okay.
Yes, Maddie. You sound great.
When I'm on my Victor Reader, I'm I'm doing some recordings, radio recordings.
Yes.
And then when I go and look for them, I can't find them. What do I do?
So you want to search your recording list?
Yes, that's what I want to do.
Because it always puts it in a sequential list. So the more you do recordings, the more the list is going to get long, right? So
yeah.
Normally the last recording is the bigger number. So when you want to go to a specific recording, you can press the top left side key, the square one that says go to, and then punch in the number of your last recording, for example, and hit the pound key. It'll bring it right there. So
the,
that would
the
be
top left square key.
Say it slow, Sam. Do it again, slow.
Right. Yeah. So on the top left side, there's a square key, and that's called the go to.
Yes.
So once you're in notes, if you push that top left button, and you know that the note is 127, because that's what you heard when it finished recording, then you can punch in 127 pound key, and it brings it right there.
Oh, okay.
Does that work, Sheila?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's correct.
That works, huh? I heard you.
I love my Victor Reader. I use it for recording. I'm the secretary of our chapter,
really?
And I use it for that, and I download books, and I just love it. Only one thing, when I go in the hospital, I can't get Wi-Fi.
No.
So I can't do anything there. I can't listen to radio or anything. So that's why I was trying to make a lot of recording.
And remember, you can download podcasts and you can save them. So if
download
them ahead of time and you save them on your SD card, then when you get at the hospital, you can listen to them offline.
Oh, okay. Yep. All right. Thank you, Sam.
Well, you're
thanks for calling
it's
in,
nice
Maddie.
To hear
I hope
you.
You're feeling better and get well soon, Maddie.
Yes.
I will. Thank
Talk
you
to
all.
You soon, honey.
Talk to you soon,
bye,
honey.
Maddie.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well,
so Sam, can you give the listeners a way to contact HumanWare if they're interested in looking at the products online or anything?
Sure, absolutely. That's a great comment. So www.humanware.com and search for Victor Reader. So we have all our products that are listed there, the ones we talked about earlier, the Explorers, the Connect, the new reveal for low vision, the Braille Note Touch, the Brilliant BIs. So you can find our products there. YouTube also, there's a lot of videos there and reviews from end users that talk about their Victor Reader, so that's great. And if you have a local dealer, I always encourage you to call locally. So here in Florida, in Central Florida, South Florida, we have Lisa Kretschmer with Florida Vision Technology. We have other dealers all over the U.S. So it's always nice because
you got somebody in Philadelphia?
What's that?
In Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania? I'm not sure. I'm really not sure. I cover all the way up to Maryland, and I stop there. So that's my territory. But the nice thing of going to a dealer is that you get training. So, for example, Florida Vision, they'll always have someone train you how to use the product, how to get started. If you have a question, you can call directly. So I always encourage to go local, right? And I'll give the phone number, 1-800-722-3393, eh? Did I say that right?
Mm-hmm.
The A was just there for you, my friend.
Michael, that was for you.
There you go. Sheila, you want to say anything more about, because we won't see you now until after the 4th.
Do I want to say anything?
As far as Rochester.
Well, just wish me safe travels.
Well, definitely always do wish you.
That Susan B. Anthony tour sounds really neat.
Yeah.
To fill me in on that.
I'm very excited about the whole thing. We're going to do the city tour. Like I said, the Erie Canal on a boat. So that's going to be fun.
Well, that's one thing Lynn wouldn't go, right, Lynn?
Yeah, yes, I would on a canal.
Mm. You would go on a canal?
Yeah, of course.
Of course. Listen to you.
So,
do you want to go on a cruise?
Mm-mm.
Nope.
Well, that's a big boat.
That's a nice, that's fun.
You wouldn't even know you were on the water.
Yep. Super solid.
But yeah, it's, you know, it's exciting. It's a lot of walking, a lot of meetings, a lot of having to go here, there, and everywhere. But
seeing friends.
See people like Debbie from Louisville and people from Massachusetts and all over.
And you make
Mississippi
and new friends.
Hey, folks.
Yep.
Don't forget your white cane coffee. I'm talking to you out there right now. All you folks that are visually impaired and blind, especially, because here's a company that employs pretty much mostly blind folks. If they're not blind, then they're autistic. And most of the folks out there that are visually impaired and blind, check out the website, check out the coffee itself, because I'm telling you right now, everyone has tried their coffee, loves it.
And I will tell you, Michael, their website is very user-friendly, very accessible.
Right? Okay, good. Mm-hmm. And don't forget to say when you order the coffee, radio, 10% off. You get radio, you say radio.
Oh, my goodness.
Get 10%
You're
off.
Saved
you want a break?
Break, Michael.
You want a break? You want a break? We are going to break.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip-smacking good food. And just to mention, we have all-you-can-eat ribs for the best price in town. And you just can't beat that. And it's not only all-you-can-eat ribs. They have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, French fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Ignoring your eye health can lead to bigger problems down the road. Dr. Craig Skolnick, fellowship trained and board certified corneal transplant and cataract surgeon for nearly two decades, offers comprehensive eye examination, including evaluations for cataract, dry eyes, diabetes, glaucoma, and macular degeneration in a state-of-the-art facility. With the most up-to-date technology, you'll feel comfortable, valued, and appreciated the minute you step inside Skolnick Eye Institute. Dr. Skolnick and staff are committed to providing superior care in a supportive environment. Call the Skolnick Eye Institute now, 561-296-2010. Located in Jupiter, 641 University Boulevard, just north of Palm Beach Garden. Visit SkolnickEye.com.
The Florida School for the Deaf and the Blind is a tuition-free state public school and outreach center available to eligible pre-K and K-12 students who are deaf, hard of hearing, blind, visually impaired, or deafblind. At FSDB, students learn how to do more, be more, and achieve more, fulfilling our vision of preparing them for a lifetime of success. FSDB gratefully accepts private donations to support vital programs that directly benefit the students and are not paid by state general revenue funds. To learn more about eligibility for enrollment or arrange for a campus tour, contact FSDB Parent Services at 904-827-2212 voice or call 904-201-4527 video phone. For more information, visit www.fsdb.k12.fl.us.
Who doesn't love a good cup of coffee? Well, now you can have a great cup of coffee delivered right to your door. White Cane Coffee. White Cane Coffee offers small batch, fresh roasted, single origin premium coffee made from the finest premium coffee beans. Enjoy your favorite Colombian Supremo, Colombian Supremo Decaf, French Roast, High Octane, Donut Shop, and Breakfast Blend. White Cane Coffee hires and supports workers from the blind and autistic communities and donates a portion of the proceeds to various organizations for the blind. Order your White Cane Coffee today and don't forget to mention promo code RADIO to receive your special 10% discount. The best coffee is waiting for you at whitecanecoffee.com.
Does your organization struggle with making their website accessible? Monsito's all-in-one platform helps you address and fix issues like web accessibility, quality assurance, content policies, and more. Monsito's software streamlines ADA compliance. It will scan your domain to find any possible violations. In the dashboard, you will immediately get an overview of how your website is performing. Monsito uses machine learning and AI to prioritize issues, so you'll always know where to focus your efforts. Improve your website's accessibility, save yourself time, money, and potential headache. Optimize your website today. To find out more, visit Monsito.com, M-O-N-S-I-D-O.com, or call 858-281-2185.
Hey, you're listening to
listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Get your ears open and get her done.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Welcome back. Oh, yeah. Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. That's what they call me sometimes. The phone number is 407-894-1680. And don't forget, when you call White Cane Coffee Company, don't forget to say rodeo or radio or rodeo and radio. And radio, rodeo, whatever it's going to be, just say radio, 10% off. You get 10% off. And don't forget to say my name, Jose Ibanez. Anyway, it's Michael here. The show is being wrapped up by Lynn.
It is? It's okay, a very good show, Lynn. I'm wrapping it up. Well, I'd like to tell you to join us. I'll invite you to join us next week, and co-host David Hillebrandt will be here in Sheila's seat. So get up, Sheila. Make room for David.
All right. I'm out of here.
All right. And Kyle Johnson, as you know, the president and CEO of Lighthouse Central Florida, will be here to join us for the show, and we're looking forward to that. And speaking of White Cane Coffee, Bob Willman, one of the founders of White Cane Coffee, will be calling in, and probably with his daughter, the other co-founder, Aaron Willman, will probably be calling in. And Barry Greenblatt from Maxiades will be calling in to take your questions about products that they carry. So it's another busy show next week.
I want to thank Sam.
Absolutely.
Adler for coming in today
really
from
fun,
Humanware.
Sam.
Thank you. It was a pleasure being here. Great show.
Hope you enjoyed yourself.
Well, absolutely.
Chris Shaw.
I didn't do it. I got a twin brother that looks like me.
Well, thank you, as always.
He was great.
And Sean, what's your name? Rachel? No, it's not Rachel. It's Charlotte. Charlotte.
Sheila. No, it's Sheila.
It's Sheila. Charlotte, thank you so much. Charlotte Massey, pleasure as always. And Miss Young?
We won't see you for a while, Sheila.
Sheila Young, we won't see you for a while?
No. Nope.
Have a nice trip.
Thank you.
And congratulations on your retirement.
Yeah. Thank
yes.
you.
Congratulations.
Right. Retirement from you. What? Talking to me?
No, like? From work. Wednesday's
what
my
is
last
that?
Day at work.
Mm-hmm. No more work.
If I, folks, don't forget, White Cane Coffee, don't forget to say radio. As I said, it's nice and slow. Radio, 10% off. Don't forget. See you next week. God bless you all. Stay well. Until next week, God bless you all.